Torah Rabbah like this. Pasuk says, "Im lo yigoy lefasodem." If you did not redeem it, that means bailim. That means the owner, he has the right to redeem it. But if you don't redeem it, then it goes to the kohanim. But if the owner redeems it, he keeps it. The yimachor es hasodeh means gizbah. If the gizbah sold it to somebody else, also then it goes back to the kohanim on yovel. Liyish acher, only if the gizbah sold it to somebody else does it go to the kohanim. We dashin liachav lo leben, only if the gizbah, like hegdi, sold it to somebody else, somebody else redeemed it back. But if the son redeems it, then it's like the father. His son is always called an extension of the father, so Bayeva goes back to the father. So you're telling me that Li'achar, only if somebody else redeems it, then it goes to the Kohanim. But V'ler Leben, not if the son redeemed it. If the son redeems it, then it goes back to the father, Bayeva. So the rest is maybe not like that. Ayeina, maybe not that way, or the opposite way. El Li'achar means V'ler Li'ach. Maybe if a brother redeems it, then he has a right to keep it. But maybe if a son redeems it, it still goes back to the Kohanim. So Moses says, no, Kishroim, when the Pasuk says, Ish, Harayach Amor, that even though Hegdi sold it to the brother, still he can't keep it by Yovel, it goes back to the Kohanim. So Moses says, Vamani Mekayim Acher, so what do I do with the Pasuk then Acher, Vler Leben, to say that a Ben is different. Only if the son buys it back, then do they keep it by Yovel, it goes back to the father. But if a brother buys it back, then nothing doing, he's like an Acher, then it goes back to the Kohanim by Yovel. Sumorius, Umar Rayas, I don't know what to say this, Umar Rayas, the Rabbi says a Ben to include the son, that he's like the father. But if a brother buys it off Hegdish, that it still goes back to the Kohanim by Yovel. So the answer is, I'll say the Ben is more closer to the father. She came kom tachtas oviv liyada. As locha by nom of Riyah, for father buys nom of Riyah, so the mitzvah's yid, he's supposed to marry her with the first money that he bought her. And if he doesn't want to marry, he has the right to give it over to his son. So his son has like luck like the father for the mitzvah's yid. If Reuven owns an Eved Ivri and then Reuven dies, if he has a son that yashins him, the son yashins the Eved Ivri. But if it's not a son, let's say he has no sons, he only has a daughter or he only has a brother, they do not yashin the Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri then goes out free. So kiss you see a son is more miyuchas to the father than a brother. So the other rabbi now bring your proof the other way around. Mar ben Yisach, I say a brother is more closer to the father. She can come tachtav achav liyibum. That's the mitzvah yibum, that if a brother dies without children, there's the mitzvah for the next brother to marry his wife. So you see a brother has a bigger yichus to the father. So Mar says no. Klum yesh yibum. Where is there a mitzvah yibum? El v'mokim shein ben. Only if they have no children. But hoyesh ben, if the first brother that was married had a child, ein yibum. Then there's no mitzvah yibum. Sadarab, we see a ben is more of a yichus than a brother. No, din yibum only starts when there's no son. If there's a son, there's no mitzvah yibum. So Mori asks, what do you have to come up to this answer for? If you typically want to use the answer poshit, dohocha tarti vocha choda. We have two reasons to say a son is stronger than a brother. We see by the mitzvah yiyud, to the Om of Riyah, the son could marry her, and also for Nevet Ivri, he yashtas the Nevet Ivri. So those are two ways that the son is stronger. And even if you want to say by Yibum, a brother is stronger, that's only one way. So still you have two over one, two is better. So the more answer is simple, there's two against one. So more says, no, that wouldn't be a good answer. I'll tell you, Mishum, the Eved Ivri, my high pure chanami hu denafkale. Because there in the Gemara in Kedushin, we have a Sovik. How do we know that halacha itself? That when the Reuven that owns an Eved Ivri dies, how do I know to say that if he has a son that yashins him, the son takes over? And if he only has a brother, the brother does not take over the Eved Ivri. How do I know that halacha over there? The Gemara wants to say maybe the opposite way. Maybe a brother is stronger than the son. And the Gemara says, and it wanted to bring a proof from Yibum. And the Gemara answered the same svara. No, the Gemara answers over there that klum yesh Yibum el b'mokim shein ben. Like, where is the mitzvah Yibum only where there's no son? But if there's a son, the son is stronger than a brother. So because of this svar itself, we come out in the Gemara Kedushin, that's why we know when Reuven dies, if he has a son to yashin him, the son yashins the Eved Ivri. If there's no son, there's no din Yerushan on Eved Ivri. So this also, we only know because of this svara, that's why it's good here, why the Gemara has to bring down that svara. The other Gemara says, Boyi Rava Baravua. He has a question like this. bas, if there's a daughter to Yarshin, let's say the father was Makdish's field, and now his daughter comes and buys the backs off Hegdish. What did the daughter have? Kivud linyan yibum. Benu bas kiadodi patri. Just like by yibum, if the brother had either a son or a daughter, there's no mitzvah yibum. So maybe mukma, therefore a daughter is like a son. That if the daughter buys the field of Hegdish, also it stays by the father. By Yevla goes back to the father, not to the Kahanim. Or Duma maybe no. Kivud linyan achlo. Das v'mokem ben kiachadami. The father dies and leaves over a son and a girl and a daughter. The din is the son yarshes midirais and the daughter does not get anything. She's like an achar. If so le mukmas here also, if the daughter comes and is poida the father's field, it's called like somebody else. That vayevu maybe would go back to the kahanim. So toshma coming here. The Tana the very Yishmael kol shu achar b'mokum ben. It says in Lashon anybody else is called an achar b'mokum is a son. If so, v'anami b'mokem ben ki achadami, a daughter also should be included in that. That a daughter also is called like somebody else. It's only the ben, the son, that has a special halacha. So it's called the ben. It's called kari devua. He's an extension of the father. So when he redeems it, it goes back to the father. But if the daughter, it's not as strong as the son. If a daughter redeems it, so b'yayv will go to the kanim, not back to the father. Boy Rabzera, there is a shah like this. Boy Rabzera. Isha, mi maimid lo sodom. If an Isha, let's say, has her own karka, and she's marked the shit. Rashi says, she did sodom look. She has a sodom, she yashed from her father. And now she's marked the shit. So who is pointed with miyag hegdish that has a din will not go to the kahanim, but will stay by them? Who is like the Bible who could be pointed this? That's a shah. Isha, mi maimid lo sodom. Baal mukim lo, one swore as a husband should. And if a husband is poiderit, so it's like she was poiderit and it stays by her. Shekain yarsha. Because the loch is, if a wife dies, the husband yarshins her. So maybe the Baal is considered like the wife in this prat. But if the Baal buys it off Hegdish, so by Yevil he keeps it. By Dilma, maybe no. Ben mukim lo. Maybe it's her son that has the right to redeem it, and he's called the mukim, the mother. Because the son has a stronger halacha than the father. Now let's say the mother dies, and she doesn't have a husband. The husband died already. So now, when the mother dies, let's say after the mother dies, then her father dies. So halacha is her son, not only does the son yashin all her nechasim that she had already, but the son will also yashin the father's property. Because that's halacha, the yashin baroik of a muchzik. Even property the mother did not get yet, but it's fitting to come to later, also the son's yashin. Mashenka, the husband's not that way. When a wife dies, the husband only yashins the property she has right now. But if her father dies later, those property would not go to her husband. Those properties would go to her Yerusha, either her son or her brother, whatever it is, but not the husband. So there's a swara to say that a den is stronger than the father. So take it mobilized by Suffolk. So Shiloh, if the father redeems it, the husband redeems it, does Bayaibu, does it go back to the Kahanim as if to say this son is the only one to do it, not the Baal? Or maybe the opposite way, maybe it's the Baal and not the son. So that's a suffix. Which one here is like when the father, we said before, is the dead here by the mother? That's the Shalom. Who's the other one? Is the other one the son or the other one the husband? Here's a take. The other one says Boy Mnei, another Shalom Boy Mnei Rami Bachom and Rav Chizda. Let's say somebody was Makdish's field only 1 year before Yovel. So the locker is, if you come to be pointed, redeem it now, you have to pay 50 shkolim. You don't have the heter of the reduction. So what's going to be the locker if it goes to the Kahanim now? Let's say you're not pointed with from Hegdish. What happens if by Yovel, does it go to the Kahanim or not? Amalek said back to my diet, what's your shayla? But the pasuk says, "V'nigro miyerkecho, for all your hasadim b'tzeisa b'yovel." But the pasuk says, like a field that has a deduction when you redeem it, that field by yovel goes back to the kahanim. So I would have thought to say maybe the bask you run if you makdish the field more than 2 years before yovel. So if you'd redeem it, you have a reduction. Then in then the lochers, if you don't redeem it back, so it goes to the Kohanim by Yovel. But maybe this field, the lav bas giroin, that you will makdish it only a year before Yovel, so it has no deduction when you want to redeem it. Loi, maybe there's no svar that by Yovel should go to the Kohanim, maybe it goes back to the owner. Was it other rabbi, no, the other way. Pasuk says, loi yigrel hasada, voi hasada v'seisa b'yovel, v'aynam mi'bas guli. The pasuk says, if you do not redeem the field off Hegdish, so by Yovel it goes to the Kohanim. So it's totally any field that you could redeem. If you don't redeem it, it goes to the Kohanim. So this field also, it's only, you don't have a deduction, but you could redeem it. If you pay 50 shkolim, you could redeem it. But since it has a redemption, it goes gula, our other luck would be, if nobody redeems it, it'll go back to the Kohanim by Yovel. Then it says, gula echem mekanotim, one of the Kohanim buy it off Hegdish. So Tana Rabbanan, la koyin tiyachuzosay, that by Yovel it goes back this field to the Kohanim. Not telling what in the pasuk for, it comes to teach us that minayin, how do we know to say lisode sheyoytz lekanim yovel, that a sode that somebody was makdishit and nobody was paid for it, so by yovel goes to the kohanim. So how do I know to say that? Let's say v'gualo echad min kohanim, that before yovel one of the kohanim redeemed it back. So minayin, how do we know to say shlo yoma? This kohen has the right to say hoyu v'yoytz lekanim. Since anyway, by Yovel, it goes out to the Kohanim. Harei takas yodi. Right now I have it. Vitationally it's a stay by me. And v'dinu, it's a svar like that. B'shalacherim and yizoychem adach, I get a field that I did not redeem it back for myself yet. Just by Yovel it comes to me, to the Kohen. B'shalatzmi, when I redeemed it already and I own it, l'kol shechein, isn't it for sure as far as you're able to keep it? On this time we'll let me know. The pasuk says, achuzosoi, means achuzah shaloi. It has to be an achuzah that belongs to him. V'yein ze shaloi. This is not his. Rashi says, Tamalei malakurim tiyachuzosoi. V'ikul medrusochi. Achuzosoi shalkoyin means shiyorosh miyoviv tey shaloi. Only a field that he asked from his father does he keep. Avuzu eni shaloi. But here a field that he redeemed off Hegdish, he does not keep it. That's the Shrusha. Only if a field that you yashu for your father do you keep. But a field that you stand bored of head, that you pointer it, now by Yov you do not keep it. If so, okay, so what do we do with it? Yotzim takas yodim z'chalekas liyachav akanim. It goes out from your hands on Yovel, and you have to divide it equally between all the kanim and the Mishma. Now the Mishnah says, Egiya Yov, let's say it comes Yovel, lenigolo, and nobody redeems the field of Hegdish. So locher is hakahanim nichnos l'mateichoi. That's the din we just learned before. The kohen have rather come and take it. For noisim nestomer divrei Reb Yehuda. You those over the kohen have to pay money for it. It's not just tamam matana bialmo. They have to redeem it. They have to pay. They have to pay money for it. They have to pay the 50 shkolim to redeem it. Reb Shimon Imano nichnosim l'noisim. They go in. It's a matana. And they don't have to redeem it with any. They don't have to pay money. Reb Lezer Weimer, le'nichnosim le'noisim. Lezer's no, a field that by Yovel that wasn't redeemed yet, it does not go to the Kohanim. Ela rather nikra sodir etushim. It's called like a leftover field. Ad ha'yovel hashen, until the next Yovel. Meaning to say, we have to wait till the next Yovel. Maybe somebody will redeem it then. Hegi Yovel hashen, come the second Yovel. Le'nigla, nobody redeemed it. Again, nikra retushim etushim. It's called a double leftover field. Ad yovel hashlishi le'yovelam, till forever. So according to him, the Kohanim never get it, but rather somebody has to redeem it. This is Reb Lezer's svara, that a field that you're makdish never goes out free unless somebody redeems it. Versus my time with Reb Yehuda, go. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Again, so Gemara says like this, my time with Reb Yehuda, what's the reason of Reb Yehuda that he owes that the Kohanim have to pay money when they redeem it? Is Goma Kodesh Kodesh mi makdish bayis. Learned that it says Kodesh. Rashi says the makdish bayis ksiv ki yakdish is beisai Kodesh. Uvesade achuzi ksiv betseisa b'yevo Kodesh. So the Mora says, ma lahalom b'domim, if you makdish yas and you want to redeem it, cheat, you have to pay money to redeem it. Is that kan b'domim, this halacha, that by yoivu the field goes back to the kanim, also they have to redeem it, they have to pay money for it. Because the Xeras HaMelechi, asle achuzi lepeitza miyad hegdish b'lo domim. Kipor lo achar for the mel about the gabayas. Yeah. So Rashi is clearly when the Kohanim redeem it, they'll have to pay 50 shekel for shaktilo. That's a beauty svara. For Rabbi Shimon also know, Goma, Kurdish, Kurdish, Mekivs Yeteris. Kivs Yeteris is a special shlomim, the korban seed that's brought on Shavuos. So Mal Hal, it doesn't go over there, Bechinam, the Kanam, Bechinam, it's a matnes kuna, is Afkan Eros, so this that the Kanam get the soda, by Yovel, is also Bechinam. From Rabbi Yehuda, why did he learn out like Rabbi Shimon from Kivs Yeteris? Yehuda Nami Nerov, let's learn out from Kivs Yeteris. Rashi says, it says, Kivs Yeteris, Kurdish, Yul Hashem, Lekoyin. And Stachuz Rasu, it says, or Kodesh. So, the Yehuda holds now that Donin Kotchi Bedek Abayis